Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Department issued an alert to Eureka residents in the Henderson Center area about a rash of daytime burglaries over the past 2 days. Eureka Police responded to residential burglaries at Watson and D Streets and Henderson and K Streets, and a metallic blue minivan was seen on the street near the scene of both burglaries. Witnesses report seeing three men get out of that van in the 1600 block of D Street, and when they returned, they were carrying suspected stolen property. A burglary was reported soon after the men fled the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. The California Highway Patrol Garberville Station is investigating a fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of a 41-year-old Leggett man and sent two others to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The collision occurred on State Route 271 west of Leggett at around 6 o'clock Tuesday evening. The driver lost control of the SUV and then overcorrected, causing the vehicle to overturn several times. The driver and front seat passenger were both ejected from the truck, and the driver suffered fatal injuries. Both injured passengers were taken to Gerald Phelps Hospital in Garberville. One of the injured passengers was later airlifted to Santa Rosa due to the severity of their injuries. Impairment is being investigated as a factor in the collision. In the coming months, travelers at the county airport will be able to get some food, and that's because Ramon's Bakery and Cafe will open a new location on the ground floor. Supervisor Virginia Bass and Ramon's co-owner, Brian Robinson, made the announcement yesterday, and Robinson thanked Bass in a statement, saying that her tenacity and vision will result in a great relationship that will benefit the airport, its customers, and Ramon's. The new Ramon's should get some traffic now that two new Penn Air flights have been added to the flight schedule, and Supervisor Bass thanked Ramon's for being open to the idea and for supporting the county in its quest to revitalize this important community asset. A union-backed state ballot initiative has gathered enough signatures and has been approved for the November ballot. The initiative would raise the minimum wage in California to $15 an hour, and it's one of two initiatives aimed at raising the wage, and both have qualified for the ballot. You won't see both in November, however. The legislature is still working on its plan to gradually raise the minimum wage, and a new state law allows the initiative supporters to negotiate with state leaders, and if a deal is reached, the initiative will be removed. Currently, the minimum wage in the state is $10 per hour, and the latest measure would raise the wage over the course of the next 5 years. It will also require employers to provide employees with 3 paid sick days per year. Jordan Christmas has news from Humboldt Bay Fire.
Humboldt Bay Fire will hold a badge-pinning ceremony Friday afternoon at the fire station on C Street in Eureka. The fire department will recognize numerous promotions, including the recent promotions of Bill Gillespie to fire chief and Bill Reynolds to deputy fire chief. Humboldt Bay Fire will also swear in 3 new recruit firefighters who will graduate from the Department Training Academy. 3 new paramedics will be introduced at the ceremony as well.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg appeared on Talk Shop yesterday, and part of that interview was dedicated to the latest news from the Measure Z Committee and their recommendations for funding. One of the requests came from the County Public Works Department and the need for money for road maintenance. The committee agreed, listing the request as must-have and allocating $2.5 million. Sundberg said some county residents forget that not only are roads necessary for public safety, they were part of the ballot statement when the measure originally appeared on the ballot.
You can go back and read the ballot statement that we did for Measure Z. Roads is clearly in there. We've had some pushback from people saying, you know, can't believe you're spending money on roads and you've lied to us. And this, you know, you said it was going to go for cops.
Fire trucks, police cars, and ambulances need serviceable roads to respond to emergencies. And Sundberg pointed out that law enforcement has been fully funded and that other priorities and services are now up.
My response to them is, well, first of all, we fully funded the sheriff for everything he asked for, fully funded the DA, fully funded probation. The fire department got 95% of what they asked for, which was more than, you know, $2 million. I think we pretty much lived up to that part of it, and there was still money. And it says right clearly in the ballot statement that roads is going to be part of this.
You can hear the entire interview with Supervisor Ryan Sundberg by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.